As part of our coverage of the refugee crisis in Europe, we've been following a teacher from Syria. He's been trying to escape the Syrian war and find a new home in Germany. On Tuesday, we met him on the Turkish coast, just before he crossed the sea to a Greek island. Reporter Joanna Kakissis caught up with him in mainland Greece, in the port city of Piraeus.
The ferry docks after a 12-hour trip from the island of Lesbos. Hundreds of refugees walk out. I spot Munzer Omar in the crowd. He's wearing a tan cap with Greek letters and a black T-shirt. And he's holding a backpack. He smiles.
Munzer, hi!
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too.
How was the trip?
Very nice.
Hi, Munzer.
Munzer was a teacher back in Hama, a city in west central Syria. He's married and he has two little girls. They're 1 and 3. He thought of his family as he crossed a rough sea from the Turkish coast to Lesbos at night in a tiny inflatable raft.
I thank God for not to bring them with me. Maybe die any minutes, any seconds.
Munzer and the others on board made it to a rocky shore on Lesbos, an island where more than 30,000 refugees have landed this month alone. He waited in a crowded camp there to get temporary transit papers, then took the ferry out. Now he and two families from his hometown are trying to get to Germany. Their next stop on this long journey is northern Greece, to cross the border into the former Yugoslav Republic of Macedonia. They have to take a bus to get there, but they don't know where or when to take it.
We are so confused about the time of the journey.
Yeah.
We are so confused.
Yeah, it's the problem.
And no one know the details. Just go, go, go.
Munzer says they're in a rush to head north. They've heard the Hungarians are trying to close their borders. And even if he gets across, he's worried that the police there will fingerprint him so he can't move on.
And Hungary is a poor country in Europe. Can't live in Hungary.
You're afraid you're going to get stuck there?
Yeah.
As Munzer and the families try to find a bus to take them north, a man shows up on a motorbike and says he can arrange transport. But then a group of Greek bus employees chase the man away and the scene becomes chaotic.
Shut up. Shut up.
Let me explain you now.
A young policeman shows up and speaks to the group. He explains that the bus they were about to board is a scam. These buses are dangerous, the policeman says. The drivers have sometimes robbed refugees and left them in the middle of nowhere.
Our bus.
What time? Your ticket?
Yeah.
Eventually, Munzer and his friends buy tickets for about $50 on a legal bus run by the Greek state. It will take them to the border with Macedonia. It's almost midnight. Munzer boards and waves goodbye. He says he'll text me from his journey.
Maybe if I have internet, okay, I will keep talking to you. If you not sleep. Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Munzer makes it through Macedonia, and he's now in Serbia. His next challenge is to get to Hungary, where we hope to meet him again. For NPR News, I'm Joanna Kakissis in Piraeus.